The hot new topic in enterprise development is blockchain technology and the use of blockchain technology inside of our applications. One of the things I was curious about is what some of the big vendors were doing in the blockchain space. So I got in touch with IBM, and they put me in touch with the IBM blockchain product offering manager, Don Thibault. And the first thing I asked him was, what is the big message that you're pushing out to the enterprise Java community when it comes to technology like blockchains?
Yeah, I think there's really two messages that we focus on, especially from a developer perspective. You know, first, we believe really to our core that the foundation of blockchain will be built in openly sourced and openly governed communities. So we work very closely with Hyperledger, which is an organization under the Linux Foundation designed to really harden blockchain technology for enterprise use. But the second core tenet we really have is that blockchain is ready for use in enterprise now. So through the open source community and projects like Hyperledger Fabric and Hyperledger Composer, as well with our actual IBM blockchain platform offering, we're really trying to make it clear that developers can, you know, start using these tools today and start delivering value for any of their business ideas. And we've been really happy, I think, at Index to see that that message has been resonating well. A lot of the blockchain sessions were, you know, standing room only. We had a few meetups and happy hours around the conference that were all, you know, to my knowledge, at capacity as well. So we were really happy to see that, you know, that's clearly taken hold with the developer community as well.
I was recently listening to Gartner analyst Paul Vincent, and he was mentioning that a large percentage of new projects that use blockchain technology start off with blockchain in the title, but by the time they get through the problem that they're working through, they end up not using blockchain at all. So my question to you is, are there really good applications for blockchain technology, or is the enthusiasm and hype more than blockchain can actually offer to enterprise developers?
So I think there's two things. First is that, you know, we're always clear with clients that a blockchain is often a component, an important part of an ultimate solution, but not the only one. So in a lot of the work we're doing with retailers in the supply chain space, as well as in the financial services space, we leverage other technologies like IoT in combination with blockchain to really just deliver some transformative power. So we had a colleague here at Index who was demoing an application he built that leverages IoT devices to track aid, and that really showed how you can combine the power of something like IoT with the distributed ledger capability from blockchain to actually really, you know, create some transformative applications. In terms of how the process normally goes and starting with blockchain and moving away from it, you know, this is why one of our core beliefs and something we've worked with Hyperledger Fabric to instill is that, especially for enterprise uses, blockchain should be modular. I think you'll find in some other frameworks, people are prescribed specific, you know, architecture models or capabilities. Fabric enables an actually modular architecture so that it can be tailored for a specific business need rather than just making a one-size-fits-all approach.
Now, of course, the general public's exposure to blockchain technology is typically only through Bitcoin. And, of course, Bitcoin itself has seen some serious issues. There's problems with scalability. The size of the ledger is absolutely massive. And I think we've only got penetration of about 100 million wallets at this point in time. So what types of things are your offerings doing to address some of the issues around security or confidentiality or scalability?
Sure. So as you mentioned, you know, blockchain was really introduced at a mass scale through Bitcoin, but we fundamentally believe that the applications of blockchain do go far beyond it. So through Hyperledger Fabric, we've really enforced a few core tenets around enabling security, confidentiality, and scalability in the use of blockchain. So one example is that we know because of different regulatory requirements or use case needs, you know, certain transactions need to be confidential between parties. So that's a requirement we've been able to incorporate into Hyperledger Fabric. And similar approaches have been taken to start addressing, you know, some of the issues that face the public cryptocurrency networks. you know, because as you pointed out, they certainly need to be resolved for the enterprise deployments.
So how do enterprise teams get started with blockchain technology?
So what we generally work with enterprise developers to do is to start with an open source tool like Hyperledger Composer. And that enables a developer to actually define a network at the business level in terms of the assets, participants, and transactions that are involved in that network. And when they start thinking about it first and foremost in that business context, it makes them easier able to realize the value that can be delivered by enabling that network with blockchain. So once they've built a network through Composer and started to identify, you know, some of the specific value-generating applications it can have, they can then use that framework to not only integrate with existing applications, but start to deploy it to something like the IBM blockchain platform, which can leverage Hyperledger Fabric. So by starting, again, with the business network concept and defining assets, participants, transactions in business terms, we find that they're able to much more quickly realize the value that blockchain can provide those networks.
Blockchain technology is exciting, but enterprise developers are a little miffed at where they can actually shoehorn blockchain technology into their software. What is perhaps an example of an enterprise that's actually used a blockchain solution and taken that blockchain solution into production?
That's a great question. So one of the first applications of blockchain that we took to production was with a company called Everledger. And what Everledger did was they applied blockchain to actually the diamond supply chain. And that's a supply chain, you know, that's driven by some very specific regulatory requirements and unique, you know, global issues. And we were really, you know, excited to have a partner come to us and say that, you know, blockchain, they saw blockchain as something that could fundamentally help them deliver their business model. So again, it was a relatively, you know, opaque market that people didn't necessarily think of as one ripe for enterprise IT, but they saw the transformative power of blockchain and I think have been very successful at leveraging it as a technology in their solution.
So what is some of the value add that the IBM blockchain platform provides developers?
So what you'll find, especially with the distributed nature of blockchain, is you need a common base of resource capability, you know, security capability, identity management, to actually operate a network securely at scale. So the IBM blockchain platform at its core, you know, does that for a network. It gives them a secure and scalable environment to deploy those nodes that can be flexible to the amount of resource needed. It establishes common standards for onboarding members and the identity verification associated with that. And it ensures that, you know, sometimes we say the weakest link in the chain, it ensures that that problem isn't really there because they're on a common base of a secure and scalable platform.
So when you're out speaking at conferences and promoting IBM blockchain technology, what are some of the most common questions and some of the most common feedback that you get from the people that you're talking to?
Well, I think first and foremost, what we're always most excited to hear is just the wide range of different business ideas that people have. And these can go from simply developers who are students all the way up to enterprise IT developers who see that blockchain can give them a new capability to build a new business model. So I think that's, you know, firstly what we enjoy most. In terms of questions, and especially at Index, we've seen a lot of developers who have already started building on blockchain and are coming up and asking us specific questions about how, you know, we can help them to actually deliver what they're building to their clients. So we've been, you know, very surprised and definitely in a good way when they come up to us and say, oh, I've been working with, say, Hyperledger Composer for 5 months. You know, here are some of my specific questions, and we're able to talk them through, you know, what they can do better. And they leave generally, you know, hopefully more optimistic than when they started.
So what does the actual deployment model look like for the IBM blockchain platform?
So currently the IBM blockchain platform is available in something called the Enterprise Plan, and that deploys to our IBM's Linux One resources, and it leverages the IBM Cloud for managing that network as well. So that's currently the deployment model for the IBM blockchain platform, which leverages Hyperledger Fabric.
So could you provide some sort of case study or example of an enterprise that's used blockchain technology to achieve some sort of end, some sort of efficiency, some sort of streamlining of business processes?
Yeah, so I think what we've seen as a common pattern is especially our larger enterprise clients will first look to blockchain as a means to removing cost, time, or risk within their existing business processes. So a lot of supply chain work is a great indication of this. You know, Walmart, for example, talks about how they were able to take down their ability to trace a food item from a store to its source. They're able to reduce that time from a matter of days to a matter of seconds. And that enables a whole host of, you know, different business models. And so then secondly, after they realize the reduction in cost, time, and risk, people realize that blockchain is fundamentally a transformative technology and can enable new sources of revenue and new businesses to actually emerge based on that foundation.
Now, you do a lot of speaking about how blockchain and IoT devices can work together. What's sort of an example of how an IoT device would integrate with blockchain technology?
Blockchain is, you know, really based on a lot of transactional data and the value of data being shared amongst a network. So especially when you're able to integrate an IoT capability to, say, verify the location of a package of medical supplies, when that data can actually be written to the blockchain and shared amongst a network, it's able to now have value for the entire network instead of a single entity.
So to sum things up, what's the final message that you would like to push out to the enterprise community about integrating blockchain technology in their architectures?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we always like to tell people is that, you know, this stuff can be used today. You know, developers can go in through either IBM blockchain platform page or into the open source community and start to, you know, get into the code on GitHub and start building applications of blockchain for enterprise. And so we always encourage people to, you know, not wait. They can get started with this stuff today.